It's John Marchesso's Focus on Business on News Radio 790 KJRB and brought to you locally by Dunham & Associates, along with Moody's National Properties. Now, here's your host, John Marchesso.
Well, good afternoon. This is your host, John Marchesso. You're listening to 790 KJRB, and this is the show called Focus on Business. And we cover lots of different subjects, not only businesses, but entrepreneurs and professionals who have made an exceptional life out of their themselves or their businesses. And it's just interesting always to talk to people who have a journey that's unusual. And today we have a guest like that. Before we get to our guest, I want to remind our listeners that if you want to be a guest on the show, it's pretty easy. You just got to give me a call, 208-665-5894, and tell us about, you know, who you are and what you do and how you do it and what the process was, and we'll have you on the show, especially if you got some really good experience doing it successfully, because I think that's the kind of thing we want to share with our audience. And again, when you call, you get my office, Marchesso & Associates. We're investment advisors in Coeur d'Alene. We've been there about 33 years and counting. And we are independent financial advisors who help our clients meet their financial goals and been doing that, as I said, successfully for 33 years. So if you're in need of a free second opinion, even give us a call, that number. And same way you can get it on the shows, just 208-665-5894. So without further ado, I want to introduce my next guest, Kathleen Ellis.
Yes.
You go by Katie, though?
Or was
Kathy. Kathy, I'm sorry. You have a company called Choice Concepts.
I do.
I think that's the tip of the iceberg, though. I had the opportunity before you came on the show, you shared with me, you're an author, as well as a professional speaker and, you know, I guess, consultant, for lack of a better word as well, right?
Yes,
I am. So we got a lot to talk about, and I'm very intrigued by what you're doing and where you came from. So if you don't mind, take us on a little bit of a journey, Kathy, about where you are right now and where you came from.
Okay. I just published my first book. It's called The Darkness Cannot Keep Us, Choosing a Better Tomorrow. I started writing that book over 16 years ago. And as fate would have it, and I also started a motivational speaking company back then because I loved doing public speaking. Most people don't, but I do. And I wanted to write a book about my journey through life because I and my family were torn apart when I was born. And some really unusual things happened along the way that kind of changed my perception about how life should be. I ended up in an adoptive family that was severely alcoholic and ended up in a childhood of abuse. At the age of 18, I decided that I was going to end my own life because I just couldn't take the abuse any longer, and I was the only child left at home. As fate would have it, I didn't have any knowledge of God or any higher power in my life, and as fate would have it, the morning before I was going to commit suicide, I woke up in the morning and I was in this constant state of depression. Of course, at the time I didn't know it, but I just looked out the window and screamed out to the universe, "Why is this happening to me? I can't take this anymore, but I don't know what else to do." And that afternoon, I got the only piece of mail I had ever received in the mail. And my adoptive mother walked through the kitchen and handed me this letter. It was a letter from my birth mother. I had always been told that she was dead. So I never had the inkling to even try to find her or anything like that. But knowing that there was one person in the world who loved me meant that I could make a new choice. It's kind of like standing on the edge of that cliff and stepping off and not knowing what you're stepping off into, but I knew that I could step off that cliff and go find my mom. So it changed my life. It's the whole reason that I'm sitting here today.
So, just curious, Did your stepmother know that that letter was from your real mom?
The interesting thing about it was when she walked through the kitchen and handed me that envelope, because I had been totally blocked off from even talking to my brother and sister. It was as if she didn't even know what she had done. She just kind of walked through the room, handed me the envelope, and just kept walking into the other room. And it was never questioned. It was never brought up. Nothing. I was just sitting there in the kitchen all by myself. I took very great pains opening that envelope because I had no idea who it was from. It was from way back in Minnesota, and I lived in a rural farm town in Washington State. It had been mailed the day before.
So for you, it was an enlightenment. For some people, from adopted children especially, not knowing or having been one, although I have a son-in-law who's an adopted child, and although he had a very good upbringing from his parents, found out, you know, like you did one day, where this person who thought he wasn't even alive, it all of a sudden appears, and, you know, boom, you know. So it's a shocking thing as well as, you know, as enlightening. Well, so that journey that got you to that point changed your life. And then, you know, give us, again, continue what happened, because, you know, you have changed your life around significantly and providing a very good service to lots of people in what you do today. How'd you get to that point?
It was a journey. You know, life is a journey. What made me decide to do it now is the last 5 years have been really tough on a lot of people. I mean, throughout the entire world. I mean, countries have fallen, governments have fallen, people have lost their homes, entire fortunes. When people have a tendency to have things change on them so drastically, they kind of lose their compass. Most people have goals and objectives in life, and when something is as significant as what has happened in our economy and is happening in the world today happens, we have a tendency to lose focus, and we have a tendency to focus on the negative. We focus on the past. We focus on, I should have done this, I should have done that, I could have done this better, what am I going to do now? But we don't focus on the future. The most encouraging thing to me is that every day we make 3,000 to 4,000 choices a day. And 80% of those choices are entirely unconscious. I know people who spend more time and more effort deciding what they want at the drive-thru at McDonald's or Arby's or wherever than they do on the most important choices of their life. What I would like to do, and I'm just getting started, I started my business the beginning of the year, is to help people get refocused on the important things in life. We are overwhelmed by technology today. We are reacting more than creating the life that we want for ourselves. So my objective is to get people focused in the right direction so they can reach their goals again. They can start moving towards something positive in their lives. It's scientifically and medically proven that if we focus on the positive, we create serotonin levels in our brain, that feel-good chemicals that make us feel better and we have more energy. But when we are focused on the problems and we're focused on the struggles, we lose our energy, we lose our focus, we have a tendency to not be able to go forward. And that's what's happening with a lot of people today. So I would like to create workshops that help not just individuals, but businesses start focusing on the positive again.
Well, you got from making this transition about, let's say, a year ago or so, you wrote this book about your life. The prior years, I understand you were in real estate, right? You were a successful
right.
real estate.
I was.
And are you still doing real estate, or is that something now you've left
no,
behind and you're focused
I'm
on
not.
Totally on this type of a
right.
thing?
Well, about a year and a half ago, I decided to just stop everything that I was doing and focus on the book. And, you know, timing is everything. I had an entirely different perception about the book 16 years ago than I do now. Some things happened in my own life that changed the way that I wrote the book. I literally rewrote the books starting about 15 months ago because I had received copies of my adoption records and realized some things that had happened when I was a baby that were based on cellular memory. When I started rewriting the book, I decided that this book had to be different from most books. People have to understand that we are much deeper than just a conscious being out there in the world tripping along from day to day. We have to be willing to go inside and look at what's inside of us because there's more inside of us than we realize. When I started to do that, I decided to start the book in the womb of my mother. And when I did that, I started getting physically ill, severe migraine headaches, really ill. I went through all these expensive medical tests and all kinds of things. And finally, the doctor said to me, there's got to be something that's triggering these headaches. What are you doing differently that you didn't do before? I said, I'm writing a book, told her what it was about. And she said, you are experiencing a chronic migraine syndrome caused by cellular memory. Cellular memory is that primal construct of us that we that forms our DNA, it forms our fight or flight responses, our core beliefs, everything that we perceive in life. And most of what we perceive as children is sometimes erroneous. We have experiences because our minds are like a movie camera.
Sure.
We just take it all in, but as a child, we don't know how to sort it out. When we become adults, we have the opportunity to bring those memories to the conscious level so that we can look at them and reason and change our perception. That's why I want to do the workshops now, because people are basing their lives on some misperceptions.
So did you get these things through your own personal experience? Do you have a formal
Yes.
background in these things that, you know, brought you to this conscious decision to go into a different field?
From the standpoint, I did take nursing school when I was younger. I couldn't finish because I was too empathic toward the patients. I didn't feel like I could help them in a reasonable way without becoming emotionally involved.
Sure.
I was too emotionally invested. So I quit nursing school, but I've always been fascinated with science. I didn't get any other formal training. I did take professional development seminars and got certification as a professional development consultant. I also became a Reiki master only to study the human energy field so that I could help people understand how we function as a human being. I don't practice Reiki on a normal basis, but I do use that energy knowledge to help people understand how we think and how we act, how it moves the energy of our world.
Well, I read in your book, if you don't mind me, well, you know, I'm going to quote something from your book, but I see that we're up against a time constraint, so we're going to have a quick break.
Okay.
And then we're going to come back, and I'm going to ask you some things about your book, if that's okay.
Oh, sure.
All right, so stay with us, listeners. We'll be right back. We'll take a quick break. This is your host, John Marchese. We're speaking to Kathy Ellis from Choice Concepts, and we're going to talk to her additionally today for more about her business, but we're taking that journey with her right now on how she got there. So stay with us. We'll be right back.